here based in Sana'a, and the situation for the children is really dramatic because we think that Yemen has become a neglected crisis, and the suffering of millions of children is invisible to the rest of the world. The impact of the conflict is catastrophic for families and children. So right now, many more children are dying from preventable diseases than from bullets and bombs. And actually, we have a huge figure of malnourished children. We have 2.2 million children in the country that are malnourished at the moment. And 460,000 of them are suffering from severe acute malnutrition. The families are in debt, they are borrowing money, they are eating less because they at least 7 million people are in need of food support. Children are being recruited to fight at a much younger age. Girls are getting married and at early age, and the situation of the health system is also in crisis. So there are so many issues affecting children at the moment that we can say that the situation is really terrible.
What will it take to revert the situation for these children, or what does UNICEF need from the international community?
In this moment, the situation, it's very complex because we have a humanitarian response plan of almost $2 billion that is going to be presented at the pledging conference in Geneva that is mostly unfunded. So at the moment, what we need from the international community is support to fund the Yemen humanitarian response plan. And of course, it includes areas such as nutrition, health, food, and water and sanitation, protection, etc. At the same time, we really appeal to the parties in conflict to mediate a peaceful solution to the conflict in order to stop this war. This is killing so many people indirectly because of the collapse of the health system, the collapse of the social services, that it will be very difficult to restore the basic social services in the country.
When you first arrived in Yemen, you visited a lot of hospitals. Tell us what caught your eye there, and how did that make you feel?
Well, the situation in the hospitals is really terrible. Even 2 days ago, I was in Hamdan, in a hospital named 22nd of May, and the support that is being provided by UNICEF is there, and families actually were very happy because we have introduced a new scheme of families not having to pay for any of the services, so it was a very welcome initiative. But at the same time, I was very sad to hear two issues were of much concern to me. One of them is that the families, they have serious problems going to the hospital because the poverty now is so rampant and the situation is so dramatic for the families that many families don't have even the resources to take the bus and arrive to the hospital. And the second thing is that none of the staff of the hospital, none of the health workers, the doctors, the nurses, have been paid a salary since October last year. So they were telling me how they continue to go to work despite not having any salary for so many months. So as you can see, the situation of the entire health system is very complicated, and it makes me feel really worried about what is going to be the next month.
Are you hopeful of the outcome of that event?
I'm very hopeful, actually. I'm very positive, and I think that the international community is going to realize in which situation the country is, and so they will be contributing with funds to the humanitarian response plan. And at the same time, I hope that they also realize that the situation does not allow for any prolongation of this conflict, and if anyone has any influence over this situation, hopefully they will also intervene. But I'm very hopeful on the contribution side. I'm sure that the countries will be very generous and they will understand that this country is really on the verge of collapse unless there is a strong support from the international community to maintain the very basic services that we are supporting, like health, nutrition, the food, etc. I'm sure that they will be contributing generously.